You're listening to the Whittier Christian Herald's podcast.
Was there ever a hard season, I don't know, for your family or for your kid, where you felt like the WC community came around you or supported your kid in a way that maybe you weren't aware of, maybe later? Her time with you guys on those Thursday nights at wherever you guys go.
We rotate.
We rotate. She's so happy, and I'm so happy. I would pay for it. If you guys said, hey, we can't afford this anymore, I gotta take my card. Just don't show the net, right? She goes, what's this? But it means so much to her. Like that, in a season
really
like this,
night.
It matters to her. Like, it's huge. And she's not working anymore, right? And she's looking into the depths of something that's meant a lot to her, and identity and meaning. Like, teaching kids is meaning, or has a lot of meaning, but she needs that. Like, that's food for her soul, and it gives her, more than you guys can imagine. So in a dark season, just this with your Christian community, that happening is huge. And that's happening everywhere. Everybody's got something that they leave from that night being more encouraged than they when they showed up. So thank you for that. But that's an example for us right now.
I have a picture of the goal that Nick scored in the last game. And the reason I have that picture is because I think Jonah's right in it. I'm going to find it and show you. Jonah's in it, but Eli has come around and is hugging Nick and has the biggest smile. He's more happy for Nick than Nick was happy for himself. And I sent it to Aaron and I said, this is the quality friends I love to see. Like, he's happier for his friend getting the goal than even himself. Do you know what I mean?
I literally have a picture of Jonah. He's defense, so he doesn't score goals. But
right.
There was some game a long time ago that he scored. And someone got the picture of, like, the whole team lifting him up. And it's the most genuine smile you can see of my son, because my son doesn't smile that much. He's just that guy. But, yeah, we have that printed in our kitchen. I always go, so remember, this is what your smile looks like.
Yeah.
One other thing about the dark times or whatever the question was. Juliet has definitely, like, socially has had, you know, just typical high school stuff throughout literally all 4 years. And Mr. Pryor has been amazing. He will call her.
They're buds.
He will call her into his office and, you know, just give a little bit of perspective. I mean, always, through it all 4 years, he's always looked out for Juliet. Mm. And it's very, very sweet. And then the other time that there was a little bit of hardship, you know, this is not death or anything tragic, but, you know, Jonah coming into this school was nationally ranked for running. I don't even know if you guys know.
No.
Yeah, he was 14th in the nation. So he's really, really fast. And his older sister's fast. She was recruited. She ran D1 at two different universities. But that was kind of like his plan. And he came in, I think you remember, we were at that cross-country meet. I barely knew you. And he was like, my knee. He like his knee popped out of the socket when he was running, and we never really got a handle on it. So even with soccer, if I don't know if you remember, but like his freshman and sophomore year, he didn't really play, even though he's played club his whole life.
Yeah.
So I know that was really hard on Jonah, and the people here, the students, the coaches, oh my gosh, the cross country coaches and Frankie, they just rallied around him. They were so amazing. Cause there were times where like when it pops out, you can't move. Like they would carry him.
I remember.
Because they were off campus running and they'd have to pick him up and carry him. It was bad. So, you know, he just had to shift his identity. I think a lot of it was, he thought he was a runner. And now he's had to kind of shift gears and trying to figure out who he was. And Whittier Christian, of course, allowed him to figure that out. But
now he's a champion soccer player.
You're right.
He's an Olympic champion soccer player. Yep. But I love that does well.
All three of your kids play for Coach Frankie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Develop a bold faith for a bright future at Biola University, one of the nation's premier Christian universities. Join a community where you belong. Be mentored by brilliant Christian scholars. Choose from leading academic programs in business, film, science, and more. Offered online and on campus in Southern California, one of the greatest destinations on earth. Biola University. Find your program today at biola.edu.
I love Coach Frankie. I was just telling Shari, and I'm not even sure that I can say this, and I'll just say it. You're going to be shocked. Coach Frankie called Nick on Monday. Nick has been very up in the air about if he's going to play in college and everything. And Frankie texted him and said, Nick, I need you to answer the phone call that's coming tonight. You must answer it. You must try. You have to go on. I really believe in you. Blah, you know, just kept going on and on. And Nick got a call from the Cypress coach, and he's playing at Cypress College soccer.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yes. But that was Frankie pushing Nick to believe in himself. And I will say also Coach Matt, we did a few things during the season, and Nick didn't want people to know. So I wasn't able to share a lot of it with you guys, but he went to a semi-pro tryout, and Matt showed up, and it rained the entire time. We were at Whittier College in the football stadium, and Steve and I were like, for 3 hours, you know, freezing our tushies off, and Nick's out there running in this semi-pro thing, and Matt shows up in the rain. It's pouring down rain just to make sure that everything was good with Nick.
It's awesome.
That's
yeah.
Good, man.
Frankie's somebody who, like, from the beginning does not accept, like, low standard.
Yep.
And he will hold it to him. And he makes them better. He makes them better men. He holds them to just, like, even, like, regular life. Like, what is he about their hygiene and all of their, right?
Yes.
He's
yes.
on their case all the time. He's like, guys, like, you can't come to practice this way. So from the beginning, freshman year, he's always held them to it. And it's really neat to watch this group of freshmen that came in 2022, right? 2022. And them grow together, and then they're just like a brotherhood, and Frankie was always right there with them. And then senior year, they get it. It's just, it's a dream. We're so proud. We're so proud for Frankie. And the kids just love him. Yeah.
And, yeah. I have nothing but great things to say about Frankie. Like I said, Jonah started off pretty rocky in the beginning, and even Aiden, though, like Aiden, you guys, Aiden played on that varsity team when Aiden was a senior, and Aiden and Frankie didn't know Aiden at all. And, you know, it was great because I remember Aiden did something and Frankie threw him out of practice, and he came home like, I can't believe that coach did that. But you know what? The coach needed to do that.
Yeah.
And I just appreciated it so much, because in the public system, the amount of behavior that was allowed to go on is one of the biggest issues, because whether it's drugs or sex or your mouth or whatever you're talking about, like they get in trouble, and then they are allowed to come right back. But we're talking like minor issues on the soccer field here at Whittier Christian. You know, maybe Aiden got a little mouthy. I can't even remember what it was. But yeah, the fact that Frankie didn't stand for it, I think, is amazing. So yeah, he grew both of my boys. Oh, unbelievably so.
Yeah. About like discipline stuff, the thing when people say, well, why do you think it's different at Whittier Christian? And I said, you know, there are problems at Whittier Christian. Don't think that we're like the school where you go and it, you know, nothing happens here. Things happen, but they're taken care of.
100%.
Like, they're taken care of. There's not 500 warnings, you know, oh, here's your slap on the
right
hand. Okay, go back, and then you do it again. No, it is, we're going to deal with you right now. We're going to deal with your parents and you, and we're going to take care of it.
The fact that they took league, it was a dream.
It's like the dream team that they talk about, the basketball dream team and the hockey dream team, you know,
of
the Olympics. And we're in the Olympic League. Yeah. And here we are. We're a dream team.
Yeah.
And I think those boys, it'll go down in history for them. I'm
for
like,
sure.
You do understand, like, it'll go down in history for the school, what you did. Not only were you the champions, but, like, you didn't lose a game.
I know.
You did not lose one game until the very end. But, you know. Yeah.
It's
this
a totally
is amazing.
And
they got duped. It
yeah.
was not good.
I think it's important when you have a coach in a school that you can trust. Right? Like you can trust your son, like you were saying. You can trust your son that whatever happens, I mean, they're boys, so maybe they get mouthy, maybe they make a joke that's inappropriate. I don't really know. But that you're going to have a coach who almost is aligned with your parenting.
Right? Yes.
That is like not going to tolerate that. Or on the flip side is going to encourage a Jonah who, you know, I mean, why did he not throw in the towel? Why did Jonah just say, forget it? Why? He just kept showing up because it was Frankie, you know? Mm. But thank God.
You know, and like adding to like the sport aspect, I think we all cheer as loud for everyone else's kid as we do our own.
Oh, for sure.
Don't you feel like that? Like, I feel like when one does good, we're all cheering for that.
And
kid.
We all get tears.
Oh.
Right? Yeah. I cry probably more for your kids than I do for my own when they do something great, right?
Yeah, yes.
Because it's emotional.
It's a family.
It is.
It's a family situation.
It's hard coming to the end.
Yeah.
Dude, it goes too fast.
It goes too fast, yeah.
Think of your kids coming in as freshmen and then what they're going to leave in, like in June. What are they going to be that they weren't before, I guess, is the question. How do you see them have changed and grown? And is there any way to connect that back to their time here?
I'll jump in.
Okay.
So I think that, in fact, I know that my children have a stronger foundation, like in their faith. Like their faith is stronger. I think that when you've got young kids going into high school, that is the exact time where they start to question things and that there's so many different influences around them that are pulling them in different directions. And, you know, yes, I've talked about the sports and the academics and the nice teachers and nice, but honestly, I know that they're going out into this world now with a much deeper connection with God and their faith. And I think that will carry them all the way through.
I think that's our common foundation coming to a private Christian school is we all want our children to grow in their faith.
Yeah.
And some of us are going to focus more on academics and some of us are going to, but the main thing is to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's our common ground.
Yeah.
It's our family motto.
Yeah.
No, it's a gift of feeling secure here to be able to be who you are. And if you're a believer in Jesus, you get that culture. You get that. And I don't have to be afraid that I can stand up for Jesus. I can worship Jesus. I can talk to people about it. I can wear Christian shirts. I can, and everybody accepts you. And you're and you almost want to like to just keep inspiring people. Like as an older kid, you see them, like it's easier to be like on fire. And so then the young ones will always know that culture of being on fire for Jesus and because they remember what they saw. But yeah, I'd say it's just a safe place to be who you are.
Yeah. But I feel like their foundation is stronger. So I feel like they're ready. Like here's where they're in the army and they're learning and they're you know getting stronger, and now they're going to go out into the world, and now they've got their armor.
What's in your head emotionally? Gratitude? Is there a sense of did you make the most of the experience here? Would you do it again? Like just talk about what your thoughts are as you're driving around thinking about hey well, I'm almost at the finish line.
Panic, sadness. Very emotional because it's like you're leaving your family. You're like moving to Texas. You know what I'm saying? Like you're not going to be with everybody that you see all the time anymore. So it's sad. It's very sad. I think my kids are excited.
Sure.
They're super excited to like start the next part of their life because I don't think they see what we see. They're not parents. You know, they're like, okay, we're moving on. Mm-hmm. And a lot of their friends are going different places, you know?
Yeah.
But they don't express sadness to me. They are more excited. But me, you know.
The end of something's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when it was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris and I talk about this moment, like you know, we are coming to the end of parenting four kids. So we've been doing this for 22 years. And I was saying, as this graduation party, I really want to serve like champagne. Like I think we're both so excited and proud. And especially when we talk about Whittier Christian, like by far the best investment we could have ever made, and one that was completely unexpected. And it makes us pause, like, man, if we had only known, right? If we had Sienna go through this program, I mean, what would that have looked like?
Yeah.
I almost feel robbed that I didn't get that time for her, and then those 3 additional years for Aiden. I'm really blessed that Aiden was here for a year, because it was literally life-changing for him. But yeah, coming to the end of all of this, I just feel like, you know, financially it's hard, of course, to do this. And the drive for us, I mean, we're 30 minutes back and forth. But, and like to see the games and to be a part of it and to make the effort to see friends, people, they're all over the place. But I would have chose this every single time, every single time. So I'm very sad, but I'm also so proud that, and so glad that they had this time here. And I'm so grateful.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same about how I've experienced, because everybody says, well, you still have one that's going to be here. And it's like, yeah, but yes, I'm grateful for everything as senior year has flown by. I'm dealing with the whole, like, 3 more kids are going to be out of the home far away than there are with me. And so as Justice is finishing his senior year, we've all experienced, I mean, you guys, these women right here we went through it all together. I could still see their faces when we were cheering on Olympic League championship. We knew they were capable of it by the last few games. We're like, they can do it. Mm-hmm. They got this. And it's just such a reward for all of us. We're all holding these heads of our children
and putting them in our butt pockets.
Popsicle sticks. And yeah, just watching as it goes by, it's like, I've seen it happen already twice, and now here's the 3rd time, and it's like, it's different for a boy. I don't know why. I can't explain it. It's just, the sun is different, and it's just crazy that they're not going to be on campus anymore, you know, or because they're not going to be here. It's just, it's different. I'm thankful for everything. I don't want to, like, look away. I just want to watch, you know. Last night, they have 2 more games in volleyball. But the last game, that if they didn't win this one, then they would not move on to the playoffs, and they didn't. But I watched my son, like, play his heart out to the very end, not just like, oh, we gave up, we lost. It was like, come on, boys, come on. And they had 24, and we had, like, 17. And it's like the 3rd set, and it's like, and I see him just, like, cheering them on. You guys, let's go all the way, come on. And it's like, that right there is what I want to watch, you know?
Yeah,
I just want to watch him, like, because I won't see it much longer, but, like, I can't take my eyes off of this game, because it's like, you can't keep it, you can't capture it. You can capture it, but you can't keep it. It's not staying. But I think that's what's cool about having these ladies too, as well, as that we promised we were going to keep going and have our dinners.
We are.
We're going to be like 80. Remember when?
That's okay.
We were the Olympic League champions.
Oh, we went down in history.
It's been 30 years. Yeah. And your wife as well. She's been a part of it.
Yep, she's right there with us.
Yeah. Yeah. We were in girls' soccer together too. And,
yeah. Well, and you guys would even come to some of the boys' games.
Yeah, hey.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Support.
It's just so hard to, like, not, you want to keep it, you can't, you got to keep going, and you got to be the strong one too. You got to be the one,
right?
Like, I mean, of course you can be vulnerable and share with people, and that's fine, and everybody grows in it, but you're actually experiencing it. And it's what I hate it when they say, like, 17 days left or something or whatever, and I'm like, stop. Just stop, you know, like, yeah. And
there's something special about this class too,
for sure.
There's something
classes
special.
Are different. Yeah,
it's just
there are, yeah, there's
really
up and down. Yeah,
amazing.
They're really
it's
close.
An amazing group of people.
They probably got jammed in COVID. This is a big class too.
Yeah,
but they got jammed in COVID, and the parents that were putting their foot down came, and there's a quality of those kind of parents that plays through. Yeah, yeah.
We're so awesome.
So they set the record here,
Krista.
Yeah,
just kidding. So. That so fun.
I asked Frankie to to make Nick step up a little bit, like in soccer. And I think that's why Nick did step up a little bit in soccer, because I knew he has the leadership potential and he just wouldn't push himself to do it. He'd rather just kind of hang back. And he's a really wise kid. I was thinking about that on the drive here. Like, he has a lot of wisdom. As silly as he is and funny and kind of kick back, he does have some wisdom. Like in our family, he'll say something and I'll go, wow. Oh, that was good. and then, like I said about Christy, like recognizing the girls, they maybe aren't like the top leaders, but yet they are. Like Janie saying that they're at every practice and they're not complaining. I think they're quiet leadership? Is that what, like, you know what I mean? They're leaders, but they're not overbearing and up in the very front. Yeah, like hard, they don't need to be in the limelight at all. They're more quietly doing it.
Yeah.
They're good examples.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's strength, like we have strength in community. I think we all feel like we're a community. And where we've always wanted to find that at church, we're also finding it here. Like this is church.
Yeah.
You know, we're building a family Christian community for our kids.
Yeah. And wherever you are, I mean, some people can be involved in track. And they're making a family group there. Some people can be involved in theater or what's that, Donut Panic, or whatever. You know, there's different softball
teams. I haven't heard of that. Can I sign up for Donut Panic?
There's choose your own adventure in this whole place. Like,
yes.
Yeah. Sometimes we're not going to have the same experience that other people are having. But obviously, we all just came around each other. It's just a family, like she's saying, community. I love that the kids have that inside and we have that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like what are we taking away from this? I feel like Whittier Christian gave me peace over the last 4 years, something that I was desperately needing. I think that I was really on edge with what was occurring in the public system. And honestly, I didn't know if there was something like this. So, you know, that's why you can't put a dollar amount.
You cannot.
You just can't, because it gave me back the ability to be active in my family without being so stressed and worried and concerned. And so.
I was thinking about the mom's group that I do, you know, and they've asked me, like, okay, Chris, you know, how do we do it? Your kids are turning out so well. And I said, you know what? Save your money right now and let them go to public elementary school if you can't afford it. But you start in junior high and you go to high school and you go to Whittier Christian. I tell them all the time, just save your money, please. And I was thinking about it on the drive here. If my kids lived in this area, would they send their kids here? And I think 100% they would do that. Because I think money is the barrier.
It is. Yeah.
Money
is
the barrier.
100%.
It's the hardest part. And we have to pay these teachers because they're quality. So they have to get paid. The school has to run. So it's just a necessary evil.
But it is so impossible to explain to someone why it's worth it. It's like when you tell someone who's packing to go to New York City that it's cold and they've never been. They'll bring a jacket.
Yeah.
Right? They don't really totally fully understand how snow and freezing it actually is going to be every minute that you're there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the same thing. You can't tell someone, spend this amount of money, I promise you it's going to be a better education. Well,
true.
How much better could it be, right?
That's what they're going to say. And you're like,
right?
No.
You have no idea. Mm-hmm. And we didn't.
And as much as we've touched on academics and sports, I think that we've more touched on relationships. And what they're building and what they're going to take away from the school, that's even more. And really in life, that's where you strive. When you have good foundational relationships and good friendships and good family, right? That's when you're feeling comfortable.
There was a book that I read when I was raising the kids. I can't remember what it was called, but the visuals on the cover was like, A pluses and trophies do not equal a happy face. And the concept was, you know, when you ask parents, where do they want their kids to be in 10 years or when they're adults? Oh, I want them to be married, happy, healthy, you know, love God. But no one really goes after that. They go after the trophies and they go after the straight A's.
That's interesting.
Right?
It is.
D1 scholarship.
Yeah. Right? That's what they go after.
It just depends on the it really does depend on the priority of the parent. What, like you're saying, the book, look at what matters to me. And I get that some people can't do it. They can't do it. But there is, I feel like we're all those people that talk to them and say, you got to step over the threshold. Look at it. Just like I was. I mean, we were missionaries. We were, my husband's a pastor. But we always try to teach our kids, it's the King's way. Like, if he wants us there, he's going to get us there. We have to believe that. And that's what the Lord's going to do. Same with when you just said, I don't even know how, we didn't even know if it was here. We didn't know this was possible or this was even here. And the same goes
that even existed.
The last thing I was going to say is about, like, even Jonah. I remember, because I was actually a coach during his freshman year. And he was one who was, like, not giving up. Like, I remember them going, you gotta stop. And he's like, and he would not, because it was hurting. But he was like, he wanted more. And I can't remember how that connected, but it was the fact that you wouldn't expect, like, it's not that he shouldn't have. It's that he needed to do that to get to where he is going today. He needed to know that he could push himself. And now look where he is, you know? And it might not be, it looked different. It looks different.
It looks different. But in an environment like this, I don't know, it works out because this is like God's house. I mean, you know, it's like the craziest thing.
Yeah.
And you have to just keep trusting and I don't know, the whole time we were here, I just kept looking around, right?
What is it?
Just looking around, and it's been really, really interesting to be on this side of it now and to look to see how blessed we have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're talking to a mom from, where did the kids go to?
Junior high school. Oh, you mean, Kramer, middle school.
Kramer and a mom from Parks. Maybe one from church is thinking, should I do this? Should we look at it? What are you saying to them? Like, three sentences.
Please just go there.
Yeah.
Just step over the threshold and check it out. I always say, and I don't know if it's right, but I always say, they will work with you. But it's this much money, da da da. Don't think about that. Think about, and it is, it's the priority. It's like, what's right in front of your face? It's too much money, forget it. No, like, just all that we've been talking about what you can be involved in, what your heart can, like, the Bible teachers will love your kids. No, they do. And their heart is to teach you the word of God. I mean, I tell them that all the time, even in teaching. Your parents have paid money so that, because they have a heart for you to grow closer in your relationship with Jesus, but also to learn the word of God. And also, of course, all the academics are all going to be through the light and through the lens of God, the lens of God-fearing. And every teacher is well-picked because of their heart for Jesus. They're not going to just be a rando, you know, like the Lord has, I can just see that even in our head of school, Carl, you can tell he cares about which ones are picked for each job. So I just think that's something I would say. Like we've all been talking about, each one has, they love your kid, they see your kid, and it would be best if you just stepped over. Just go find the Discovery Junior High nights. Go, just call them and walk through and just see it.
Thanks for listening to the Whittier Christian Herald's podcast.
Every powerful change begins with a spark. At Azusa Pacific University, we'll help nurture your passions into becoming a bright, enduring flame. We offer a transformative educational experience that gives you the confidence to not only dream bigger, but also reach the highest heights. Explore over 100 programs where you can discover your calling and let your light shine.